Good morning, good morning. One of my favorite local gospel artists, Dusan Oyeko. Yeah, I think that's his name, Dusan Oyeko. Alright, yeah. One of my favorite gospel artists. He's amazing. Look, gospel, Nigerian gospel is getting recognized now. I was listening to a sermon the other day and they actually were singing a song by another famous Nigerian gospel artist called Sinach. You might know the song. It's the one that goes, "Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are." It has a hook that says, "Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. Look, what I'm just trying to say is I'm plugging Nigerian gospel artists because they are also spirit-filled, faith-speaking songs that will elevate your spirit anytime, any day. Good morning, my name is Somto Ekwe. This is the Somto Ekwe podcast, the podcast that helps you focus on Jesus, focus on the Spirit, focus on the Father, what truly matters. A podcast that helps you draw strength from your source, the only true source. So I'm into tech and I'm into hardware, and there's something that most hardware manufacturers will tell you. If you buy a mobile phone, a mobile device, if you buy any appliance, they advise that, look, use the charging cords that come with this device. Use the plugs, everything. Do not exchange with other plugs. Do not use a mobile plug to charge a laptop, even if they fit into the sockets the same way. You can't, as a spirit-made, God-designed, Jesus manufactured, whatever you want to say to make it sound snazzy, you can't be that and then go plug yourself or use other cords or other sources to get power to juice you up for the day. The only place you can come to get properly juiced for the day is the Word, is the presence of the Father, is the presence of Jesus, is the presence of the Holy Spirit. So that's what we do on this podcast. That's what I like to do. That's what I love to do. I can do this all day, every day, not get paid, and still not feel unfulfilled. Today, I want to quickly jump on the scripture. John 15, verse 5 and 7. John 15, verse 5 and 7. I'm reading NIV and then I'll jump into TPT. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Seven. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This already is an amazing thing. If you allow the word of God to abide in you, to take hold of you, to take residence in you, to capture your heart, to capture your imagination, you would see fruitfulness in everything that you do. If you abide in Christ, if you abide in him, meaning if you stay close, if you stay connected, if you stay prioritizing him, if you stay in the secret place through prayer, through meditation, through recalling the scripture, or just thinking good and positive and God-filled thoughts, right? You would ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now let me read the TPT which blew my mind, and I'll tell you what I want to leave with you this morning. TPT, verse 5. I am the sprouting vine and you are my branches. The extension of this says, the branch of the Lord is now Christ living in his people, branching out through them. Jesus is saying, you are my branches, meaning you are the source, you are the root through which I enter into this world. Amen. I continue. As you live in union with me, as your source, remember I talked about as your source, where you draw power from, fruitfulness will stream from within you. But when you live separate from me, you are powerless. You are powerless. I talked about this earlier, that this is the only place to get the source for the power that you need. Right? So let's all stay on the source. You, me, everyone we love, let's always, in a way, a form, make sure they stay connected to the source. And that source is the Word of God. That source is the Father. That source is the Spirit. That source is Jesus. I continue, verse 7. But if you live in life union with me, and if my words... Now, I'm going to touch on the bubble. The words here, and this is where it got good for me this morning when I was studying this. The words here means, this is the Greek word for rhema. which refers to the spoken words of the sayings of God. So I'm going to read that now. No, when he says words, he means rhema. But if you live in life union with me, and if my rhema, my spoken word, live powerfully. Another bubble pops up. Let's see what this bubble means. The Aramaic is translated as my words take hold within you, stronghold within you. So let's go back and read it again. But if you live in life union with me, and if my rhema takes hold, takes a strong hold of you, captivates you, possesses you, my rhema takes hold within you, then you can, the word here is you demand or insist. So let's read that again. But if you live in life union with me, and if my rhema takes a strong hold within you, takes hold of your heart, takes hold of your thoughts, take hold of your imagination, then you can demand, you can insist, whatever you desire, it will be done. Let me now unpack this real quick. It's very clear what the word is saying here. It's very clear what Jesus is advising us as believers to do. He says, once my words, and I'll go a bit deep and unpack that in a bit, but once my words take strong hold of you, once my words become the guiding rails of your decisions, once my word become the guiding rails of your actions, once my words become the guiding rails for how you analyze your day and find out where you went wrong, repent. Once my word becomes the compass, the standard through which you determine or judge every action, right? Then you can insist, you can demand, you can command whatever you desire from me, and I will do it, because now I trust that whatever is going to guide what I release into your hands, what I release into your mind, what I release into your life is going to be governed by the rhema, my word that has taken hold of you. Now let me unpack rhema real quick. I went to a university that was Babcock University. It's an Adventist university, so everything we did, we always tried to come back from time to time. In fact, not try to, we always came back to enforce the word. And one of the classes I took early was a theological class, where it will define the difference between logos and rhema. Like, pretty elementary stuff. Logos is like the written word, the Bible. Rhema is the inspired word of the Holy Spirit. Now, there is no rhema without logos. What am I trying to say? When people come and talk to me about, how do I know when it's the Spirit of God talking to me, or how do I know when it's the Spirit, I really didn't know how to articulate a response until this morning. You can't know if it's the Spirit of God, or whether it's just your own common sense from experience that's helping you make a right decision, because every time you did this, this was the outcome. How you know it is the Spirit of God? How you know this is rhema? The Spirit of God is who releases rhema. Logos is the written word, the canonized word, which is the Bible. Rhema is the spoken word, the inspired word of the Holy Spirit. How you know it's the inspired word is because you already have the Logos as your foundation. When the Logos is your foundation, anything that comes to you that feels inspired, that feels divine, if it doesn't align perfectly with your foundation of Logos, then it's just your mind giving you the best intentions. Like, yeah, your mind is giving you best intentions, the best thing your mind, your body thinks for you at that time. But when you have the Logos as your foundation, it becomes easy to identify rhema. It becomes easier to receive rhema. So what God is saying is, for you to receive my rhema, I inspired words of the Spirit for today. So they may not come in the Logos, like, for God so loved the world that gave his only begotten son. But a rhema can be, you're in a situation and you've been very defensive, or you've been very abrasive and attacking that situation, and then you just get a word that, look, the best response to anyone is love. You know, I remember a scripture in Proverbs that says, it goes something about, you can't use harsh words in front of a king, or something like that. I can't really remember, forgive me. But what I'm trying to say is, rhema comes off Logos. So that when the Spirit speaks inspiration into your heart, you immediately have a scripture that backs up and says, yes, that is from the Holy Spirit. So when these things, when the Rhema takes strong hold of your heart, and the Rhema can't take a hold of your heart if you don't study the Logos, which is the Bible, then you can with confidence demand, like, God, I want this. Jesus, I want this. Holy Spirit, do this. And they will. Why? Because they know that what the center of all your decisions, or the center of all your actions, the center of your desire, your focus is Him, is Jesus, is the Spirit, is the Father. And so you will have whatever you want. Bless God. So I encourage you today, jump into the Word of God. Jump into it with all your heart. And everything you've been asking for, once you've built up the foundation of the Logos, the foundation of having guide rails that always bring you back to, is this what Jesus will want? Is this what the Father will want? Is this what would glorify the Spirit? Once you get yourself into that place, you start to see a lot of things move smoothly for you. God bless you. I always try to keep this under 10 minutes, but I was just flowing in spirit. I love you. Have an amazing day.